y hacer tu aclaración. Me dijo mi padre un día, con mis sueños juveniles, no le puse atención. Los golpes y sufrimientos que nos da siempre la vida lograron ser la respuesta a tan sabia aclaración.
Welcome to Voices from the Frontlines, segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming on the web for the world at www.kpfk.org. My name is Manuel Criollo, and I'm your host for today. We have a really special show today. On Saturday, June 9th, a delegation of Vietnamese Agent Orange victims arrived in the U.S., for an 18-day national speaking tour on their lawsuit against Dow Chemical, which they have a court hearing on for June 18th. Professor Tran Son Tu and Nguyen Van Quy are members of this delegation. He is a victim of the Agent Orange also will be joining along with Merle Ratner of the U.S.-based Vietnam Agent Orange Relief and Responsibility Campaign. And in the second half, we'll have Eva Golinger, who's an important author of The Chavez Code and Bush vs. Chavez, and she's going to talk to us about the Venezuelan government's announcement of not giving the license to Radio Caracas Television, which has sparked, you know, massive protests by the opposition against President Hugo Chavez, as they call it, an attack on the free speech. So we'll get to hear from Eva about this issue that's burning in Venezuela. So we'll be right back with our first guest from the Vietnamese Agent Orange Victims Delegation. Today, 3 million Vietnamese suffer the effects of chemical defoliants used by the United States during the Vietnam War in order to deny food and protection to those that the U.S. government deemed to be the enemy, or from my perspective, folks who were fighting for the national liberation. The U.S. did the forest of Vietnam with deadly chemical Agent Orange, white, blue, pink, green, and purple. Agent Orange, which was contaminated with traces of TCD dioxin, the most toxic chemical known to science, disabled and sickened soldiers, civilians, and several generations of their offsprings on two continents. In addition to millions of Vietnamese still affected by this deadly poison, tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers are also affected. It has caused birth defects in hundreds of thousands of children in Vietnam and the U.S. That is the second and third generations of those who were exposed to Agent Orange decades ago. Medical evidence indicates that certain cancers, for example, soft tissue, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, diabetes type 2, and in children also with birth defects are attributed to this exposure. The deadly mark left by Agent Orange on the natural environment of Vietnam includes the destruction of mangrove forests, the long-term poisoning of soil and crops. So today we're joined by Professor Tran Son Tu and also Nguyen Van Quy, who is a member of the delegation and victim of Agent Orange. We'll also later be joined by Merle Ratner. So thank you and welcome to this show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the real impact. Obviously, we can talk about what this chemical has done in the abstract, but in the particular, for the folks who are here in this U.S. tour, can folks talk to us about what they've experienced and how Agent Orange has impacted their lives? And for folks to know, we will be translating from Vietnamese for folks who are here today.
Bây giờ là mời mọi người sẽ nói về cái tác động của tác hại của chất độc da cam đối với bản thân mình, quy cụ thể đối với bản thân mình.
Anh Quý nói lại nào.
Anh nói sẽ nói về tác động của chất độc da cam cụ thể đối với bản thân mình.
À.
Mình phơi nhiễm như thế nào, tác động, tác hại của nó ra sao?
Có nói đến quá trình mình ở chiến trường không?
Dạ vâng ạ.
Có à? Bây giờ nói ngay gì?
Ok. Should he speak now?
Yes, please. Please.
Tell about your experience, Quý.
Nói nhá.
Anh nói đi, vâng.
Tôi là Nguyễn Văn Quý, sinh ở Hải Dương và hiện đang sống ở thành phố Hải Phòng.
My name is Nguyễn Văn Quý. I was born in Hải Dương and now I am living in Hải Phòng City.
đi bộ đội từ năm 1971.
I joined the army in 1971.
Hoạt động ở chiến trường Kon Tum, Tây Nguyên.
I was based in Kon Tum, Central Vietnam, Central Highland of Vietnam.
Quảng Nam, Đà Nẵng.
And also in Quảng Nam, Đà Nẵng province.
Trong thời kỳ chúng tôi đang sống, chúng tôi phải sống ở trong các cái rừng mà bị như thế này, chất độc hóa học nó đã giải cây cối chết hết.
As an armament, I was based in the different jungles in South Vietnam, and those jungles were sprayed with Agent Orange dioxin.
Những cái rừng non nó mới mọc lên.
And the forest, the jungles, lost their leaves. And also we could see the young leaves spring up.
Trong chiến tranh thì rất là đói, không có gì ăn cả, chúng tôi phải ăn rau rừng và uống nước rồi những bắt con cua con ốc ở trong cái khu vực chúng tôi ăn sinh sống.
Well, you know the jungles were contaminated, the rivers, the springs there were contaminated too, and we had to, because of the shortage of food, the lack of food, so we had to eat the vegetables there in the jungles, as well as to eat the crabs, the food that we got from the rivers and springs.
We're talking to Professor Tran Son Tu, who's the head of a delegation of folks who are victims of Agent Orange, and they're he's part of a delegation along with our other guests, Nguyen Van Quy, who are in a 5 cities, you know, tour that will tour San Francisco, New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago to speak to folks here in the United States face-to-face, to talk to them about, you know, the impact that Agent Orange has had on their country. And obviously for many of these folks who have come, many of them are victims themselves of being exposed to this horrendous, you know, chemical, but more importantly, people who themselves have been, you know, important heroes in the struggle for their country, for their own liberation. So let's move on the case for folks that don't know. From what I understand that in Brooklyn, there's going to be the Court of Appeals on June 18th, will decide on 3 Agent Orange appeals. The first 2 from U.S. veterans, of course, because just as much as, you know, the U.S. government had, you know, basically, you know, a war and hatred toward the folks who were fighting for their liberation, they exposed their own, you know, folks who were out in the streets. And the last will be the Vietnamese victims will be, their case will be heard. The courts decided on May 4th, in fact, to refuse and accept an amicus brief from the victims from Veterans for Peace and the Vietnamese Lawyers Association et al. Yet the court allowed an amicus brief from Bush administration and the conservative Washington Legal Foundation for the U.S. chemical companies. Let's talk about, you know, who is here to blame. I mean, obviously, the chemical companies themselves, and I'm assuming because they are the most clearest target and who we can blame, the role of the United States government is not that far away in how we understand that. How has it been going to struggle in the courts? I'm assuming it must be an incredibly uphill battle that you're facing.
Who are you asking?
Well, anybody of the delegation.
Can you repeat the question again?
Essentially, you know, bringing a lawsuit against the chemical companies and essentially against the crimes that the United States did must be very hard. I'm assuming, given the place of where the courts are at this moment, it must be a very difficult difficult climb. And yet the evidence and the people who've been impacted by these chemicals is very clear.
Chúng tôi nghĩ rằng là cái câu hỏi là cái việc đưa ra kiện các cái công ty hóa chất của Mỹ thì cũng là rất là khó khăn, trong khi mà chúng tôi nghĩ rằng trong khó khăn tại vì là kiện ở tòa án Mỹ và về kiện các công ty của Mỹ, trong khi đó thì chúng tôi nghĩ đó là một cái tội ác. Tuy nhiên là việc kiện như thế thì sẽ là khó khăn, tại vì cái bằng chứng, các chứng cứ thì nó cũng không phải là thật rõ, thì các vị nghĩ như thế nào? Anh Quý hoặc là anh Thu trả lời rồi.
before we go to the answer, you know, just for folks who are listening to, like, whoa, KPFK is now speaking, you know, I started with a Spanish song, now we got some folks in speaking Vietnamese. We're speaking to Professor Tran Xuân Thu and Nguyen Van Quy, who are folks who are out here from Vietnam, and they're out in a delegation and a U.S. tour to talk about victims of Agent Orange. And we also have Merle Ratner from the U.S.-based Vietnam Agent Orange Relief and Responsibility Campaign. And helping us incredibly over through the translation is Hoàng Quan Thuy. So please.
Vậy thì mời anh Thu trả lời. Vâng, thì như các ông đã biết là chúng tôi là một tổ chức phi chính phủ, một tổ chức xã hội, nhân dân. Vì vậy cho nên cái vai trò của chúng tôi tự làm việc với chức năng của mình.
Well, we are a social organization of Vietnam, and we are an organization of the people, and we are working within our own function.
Vì vậy chúng tôi tiến hành cái vụ kiện này là một vụ kiện tập thể và là vụ kiện không phải là vụ kiện hình sự mà là vụ kiện dân sự.
Well, the lawsuit that we filed is a class action lawsuit, which is a civilian to civilian lawsuit.
Làm như thế này là phù hợp với cái tính chất và cái nhiệm vụ của cái hội của chúng
tôi. I think this conforms to the characteristics and also the function of our organization.
Chúng tôi biết là chúng tôi kiện ở tòa án Mỹ và do các quan tòa Mỹ xử.
We understand that we filed the lawsuit in U.S. court and it will be tried. The trial will be given by U.S. American judges.
Nhưng mà chúng tôi tin vào cái công lý mà nhân dân Mỹ có thể đã có truyền thống, và đồng thời chúng tôi cũng tin tưởng là các tòa án Mỹ sẽ thực hiện công lý của mình, công lý đạo lý của mình.
But we are very confident of the tradition of justice, of loving justice by the American people, and also believe that in the fair and also in the justice pursued by U.S. court.
Chúng tôi nghĩ rằng cái vụ kiện này không phải dễ dàng.
I do not think that this is an easy lawsuit.
Nhưng mà chúng tôi được sự giúp đỡ của công luận quốc tế, công luận trong nước Mỹ và nhất là công luận của nhân dân Việt Nam.
But we are pleased. We've been enjoying the supportive public opinion of the whole world, of the Vietnamese people, and of good friends in America.
Tin ở công lý và tin ở đạo lý.
And we believe in justice, and we believe in morality.
Well, just tell them on the other side is that they have friends here, you know, with me and the Strategy Center and the folks who are, I'm hoping, listening and hoping enjoying this interview. We're speaking to Professor Tran Xuân Thu and also Nguyen Van Quy, who's a member of a delegation and victim of Agent Orange. And we also have Merle Ratner of the U.S.-based Vietnam Agent Orange Relief and Responsibility Campaign, and are talking to us about both their tour, but more importantly, a very important court appearance that both victims, Vietnamese victims, but also U.S. veterans will have on June 18th. What has been the reaction from the chemical companies? I'm assuming they would say, we're not responsible for, it's too bad, a lot of the horrendous things that are happening, or the after facts of us exposing both people in Vietnam and people in the U.S. What's their position in relationship? Are they just straight out denying, as they do deny in other cases when, you know, they expose certain communities to certain chemicals? Or are they saying, yeah, it happened, but it all sort of came at a cost of a war?
So the question is for whom?
It could be to either Nguyen or Tran or Merle.
So can you?
Okay. Yeah, basically they're fighting the lawsuit with everything they've got. They've got a barrage of lawyers. They're saying they're not responsible because it was really, they made it as a defoliant, not as a chemical weapon. that they didn't know and all of that kind of thing, and that they have no liability, no responsibility. But in fact, there's documents to show that they did know. They did know that the making Agent Orange, the dioxin content, you know, could have been eliminated, but they were too eager to make a profit and make a quick buck to eliminate or lower the dioxin content. They did know because it had hurt American workers in industrial accidents before that, and they did know because there was ample, you know, experience with it. So their position and the U.S. government's position is sorry, you know, either, you know, we didn't know or it was a byproduct of war. It's not a chemical weapon. It's just a defoliant, you know, the same thing that they're using in other wars, the same thing that they use today in the wars, and that they use. By the way, this your listeners may be interested. This weapon was, we just found out, was tested in Vieques, Puerto Rico, the Agent Orange and the dioxin. It was used to poison the people of Vieques before it was sprayed on the people of Vietnam. So there's a lot of connections here.
What has been, I mean, this goes back to Nguyen and to Professor Tran. How has, I'm assuming both in your, I'm assuming that from the people who go listen to your delegation and talk to you and, you know, are able to feel and hear your story, you must get a lot of reception. Have you had an opportunity to go, I know you're going to go to D.C., I don't know if you've already gone to D.C., have you had a chance to talk to, looking for potential allies in D.C. or in other sort of government agencies to discuss this issue and discuss the role of Dow Chemical and many of the other companies who are responsible for this?
Muốn hỏi ông Trần và ông Nguyễn Trần Đông Thu hoặc là ông Nguyễn Đông Quý rằng là các bạn đi các ông sang bên này sang Mỹ để lên nhân cái chuyến đi thăm này thì liệu là các ông đã sẽ đi Washington và đi New York một số nơi khác nữa thì đã có những cái bạn bè, những cái đồng minh nào giúp là đồng thời là có người nào mà trong cái các cái cơ quan của chính phủ của Mỹ mà các vị có thể tiếp cận để mà nói cho họ hiểu được cái mục đích cũng như là cái mong muốn, cái đề nghị của mình, cái đòi hỏi của mình đối với cái chuyến đi không?
Vâng, chúng tôi đi đây và chúng tôi sẽ lên New York và đi Washington. Đi như thế này chúng tôi có rất nhiều bạn bè.
We are here and we will be moving to New York City as well as Washington D.C. and in those places, in those areas, we have a lot of friends and, as you say, allies.
Chúng tôi có thể kể một vài tổ chức như phong trào cứu trợ và trách nhiệm và hội cứu chiến binh vì hòa bình cũng đang giúp đỡ chúng tôi.
We can
chuyến đi này.
We can name some of the, as you say, the campaign for relief and responsibility for the victims of Agent Orange dioxin in Vietnam and the phase of Veterans for Peace or Vietnam Veterans for Peace.
Chúng tôi cũng có cuộc gặp gỡ với một số các nhà khoa học, một số các luật sư.
We will have a meeting with scientists as well as a meeting with other people.
Và chúng tôi dự kiến là có cuộc gặp với một vài nghị sĩ.
And we also hope to have a meeting with a few representatives, congressmen of the U.S.
Well, it's important, you know, and I think that just to wrap this up, Merle, I know that while we're talking here about Dow and other companies who've been responsible and that, as, you know, the professor had put it earlier more eloquently, where this is a civilian lawsuit against civilians, where is any, I know that just to end this conversation about the role of the U.S. government in both, you know, being the main proprietor and then once they made the decision to expose people in Vietnam and their own service people out in the United States. Can you talk to us about what is the campaign look here in the United States and what are actions that are happening also for this, you know, to come and support the June 18th hearing?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, our campaign was established after the Vietnam Association of Victims of Agent Orange Dioxin, which Trần Xuân Thu is the Secretary General of, started the lawsuit. And the U.S. government ordered the toxic chemicals, and they ordered the American Army to U.S. Army to spray it on the Vietnamese people. And so, first of all, there's tens of thousands of U.S. veterans who were affected by this, and more than 3 million Vietnamese people. The U.S. government is the one that's ultimately responsible because they ordered it and they sprayed it. But the chemical companies obviously are responsible as well because they knew it was poison, and they continue to make it with a very high dioxin content. So our campaign is urged that is aimed at getting justice for compensation for the people of Vietnam from both the chemical companies and the U.S. government. And we're talking about compensation that will allow them to take care of their children, as you heard Mr. Quy, has two disabled children, get treatment themselves, clean up the land where there are still dioxin hotspots, where there's a high concentration that's still poisoning the water and the food, and will allow them to, you know, basically try to take care of the people that are being damaged generation after generation from the dioxin that stays in the body. On June 18th, actually the court this time is going to be in Manhattan at Foley Square at 500 Pearl Street. We're going to be gathering from 12 to 1 with huge orange balloons, and then we're going to be attending the court hearing. But in the other cities as well, many people led by Veterans for Peace and people from our campaign and other groups are going to be gathering at their federal courthouse or federal building at 12 or 1 with the large orange balloons and doing solidarity actions and also contacting their local press. We're also going to start asking groups to do educational work on the effects of Agent Orange on the Vietnamese people as well as U.S. veterans and the links it has to the use of white phosphorus and depleted uranium that's being used by the U.S. in its occupation of Iraq, and also the way that it was tested, Agent Orange was tested in Vieques and so many other places. So we're trying to develop solidarity among the different struggles. And this time, the fifth city we're going to is actually Midland, Michigan, which is the home of Dow Chemical. And there's a citizens group there that's been fighting against Dow's toxic dumping of its waste in the water and the land of Michigan, in Midland, Michigan. So we're also making links with the environmental justice movement and with the public health movement. So basically we're asking people to contact us, you know, for more information. We can tell you which cities there's going to be an action on June 18th, or if you want to do your own action on June 18th, we can hook you up with local chapters of our campaign, Veterans for Peace, the National Lawyers Guild, the Vietnam Veterans Against the War, and the United for Peace and Justice, who are our national co-sponsors for the tour.
Merle, how can they get a hold of you?
And they can get us at www.vn, like Vietnam, vn-agentorange, all one word, .org. That's www.vn-agentorange.org.
People should check out that website. It's a pretty great website. So just to close it up, I mean, I really want to thank, you know, Merle Ratner of the U.S.-based Vietnam Agent Orange Relief and Responsibility Campaign, and also like to thank Professor Tran Son Tu, head of this delegation, and obviously the important words and life of Nguyen Van Quy, who gave us, you know, both his life and the way he's been impacted by Agent Orange. Thank you for joining us on the show, and also obviously not to say also big props to Hong Quan Thuy for helping us translation. So folks, stay tuned. We'll be back with Eva Gollinger about the latest questions in Vietnam.